Following a nearly $200 million loss during the last fiscal year, Thomas Jefferson University, which includes the Jefferson Health System, is laying off about 650 workers. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
About 1% of Thomas Jefferson University's 65,000 employees are being laid off. This comes on the heels of a $195 million operating loss for the fiscal year ending in June. No details have been made public on the positions being cut, but the layoffs are system-wide, including the newly acquired Lehigh Valley Health Network. That merger last year created one of the 15 largest healthcare networks in the U.S. after federal regulators signed off on the deal in July 2024. Jefferson cut more than 170 jobs in March, while Lehigh Valley laid off about 100 people in January. In a statement, Jefferson CEO Dr. Joseph Cushone called the layoffs strategic. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.